Aleluia,
na atipiwe.
Venye uhai vimwimbie.
Venye uhai vimsifu Yesu.
Aleluia, tumshangilie.
Aleluia, na atipiwe.
Venye uhai vimwimbie.
Venye uhai vimsifu.
Hello, Ruthie and syndicatednews.net.
Welcome and thank you for bringing us the Laura Vanni Choir. I really appreciate it. I know that John McEwen is the executive producer on this CD.
We better be quick about this. I know I'll be cut off. It's fairly normal. If I evaporated, it's just a power problem.
I know exactly what you mean. I was working in Eritrea, and sometimes we'd have electricity for an hour or two, sometimes without interruption, sometimes not for a few days.
Phones go out when the electricity goes off, and it's gone off about 30 times today.
So let's take a moment to hear Kwashi Na Lanani. It's a beautiful choral piece that they sing. I don't know all the songs, but some of them are very striking, and they take a hold of you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. Here we go. Kwashi Na Lanani.
Lanani. Watu wanapona
katika jina lake Mwokozi Bwana Yesu.
Ni jina pekee tena la uweza,
jina lile lililo imara na wokovu.
Kwa jina la nani watu wanapona
katika jina lake Mwokozi Bwana Yesu.
Jina pekee tena la uweza,
jina lile lililo imara la wokovu.
Hakuna
jina lingine chini ya mbingu na nchi lipatalo wanadamu wote kuokoka.
Bwana wa uwezo alisulubiwa,
naye atafufuka tena katika wafu.
Yeye ndiye jiwe kula uwezo,
jiwe lile lililo imara la wokovu.
Bwana wa uwezo alisulubiwa,
naye akafufuka tena katika wafu.
Yeye ndiye jiwe kula uwezo,
jiwe lile lililo imara na wokovu.
Hakuna
jina jingine chini ya mbingu na nchi lipatalo wanadamu wote kuokoka.
Hakuna
chini ya mbingu na nchi bali katika jina la Yesu Mkombozi.
Hakuna
jina jingine chini ya mbingu na nchi lipatalo wanadamu wote kuokoka.
Mwenzangu sikia, Yesu anaita.
Fungua moyo wako Mwokozi mpokee.
Yesu anaita wote wenye dhambi,
waje kwake Mwokozi wasamehewe dhambi.
Mwenzangu sikia, Yesu mpokee.
Fungua moyo wako vimpoke.
Yesu anaita uti winyi dhambi.
Waje kwake Mwokozi wasamehewe dhambi.
Hakuna
jina jingine chini ya mbingu na nchi litakalo wanadamu wote kuokoka.
Hakuna
wokovu wowote chini ya mbingu na nchi bali katika jina la Yesu Mkombozi.
Hakuna
jina jingine chini ya mbingu na nchi lipatalo wanadamu wote kuokoka.
Hakuna
wokovu wowote chini ya mbingu na nchi.
Recording for our Songs of the Maasai Steppe took place in incredibly poor conditions. There were conditions in which most recording engineers would just refuse to work. It was just plain hard. We ended up doing our recording in an old building in the Flying Medical Service compound. They use it as their warehouse for plane parts and 20 years worth of accumulated assorted junk.
And I can only imagine that before you could use it, you had to clean up that accumulation of debris.
The good thing is that the walls are lined with egg crates for sound insulation, and that was a real plus.
And don't forget, our sponsor is GoToAfrica.com. That's G-O, the number 2, Africa.com. They'll get you to Africa. They'll have great planning, great meals, great safaris, and they'll get you back home safely. GoToAfrica.com. That's G-O, the number 2, Africa.com.
As I mentioned a little while ago, electricity is always a problem here. So we used a little battery-powered 4-channel field recorder in our studio work. This wasn't perfect, but it was about the only option we had. There wasn't any way we could use a normal studio recorder as engineers in the States would, because you often get power surges here that just blow things up and melt them. A field recorder is problematic. We didn't have the ability to play back an overdub, and that was a bigger problem than you'd think. Every time somebody in the choir flubbed something, or some herdsman passed by outside with a herd of cows or goats or donkeys with their bells, we could hear it on the recording, and we had to start the whole song over from scratch. Before we even found the Lorvani Choir, we had some pretty incredible adventures just finding a choir, any choir, that wanted to work with us. We took a lot of terrifying drives on donkey paths out to the middle of the Wop-Wops, and we spent a lot of time talking to tribal elders who wanted to know just what the heck we were up to.
Now, while you were working with this Maasai tribe, did you meet any other people that were there either working in a professional capacity or natives that were living and enjoying life and farming? Did you meet other people?
We met some pretty ragtag choirs which wanted to sing dull church hymns. And that wasn't what we were looking for. We wanted the magic of Maasai music.
They sounded like they'd had a great deal of practice, and in time I realized that they actually do.
Eventually we did find the Lorvani Choir through a friend of ours, Hezron Abel, who happened to be the conductor of the choir. Hezron set a time and date to meet, and we did. We were expecting pretty much to meet a ragtag band of people, but 21 of some of the most dignified people I've ever met showed up. And then they all piled into one minivan, and off we went to our makeshift studio. We still didn't really know what to expect musically, though, since we knew that most of the choir had never seen a microphone.
But they're together all day, and while they're hurting, it gives them a great opportunity to rehearse for hours at a time.
And then everybody lined up, and Hezron stood on a chair, set the key, and began waving his arms just like he was a conductor in Carnegie Hall. And the choir began to sing Tum Shangali.
Tum Shangali is the first song I heard from this CD. It mesmerized me.
Tum Shangali.
Hallelujah, na atipiwe.
Venye
uhai vimsifu Yesu.
Hallelujah, Tum Shangali.
Hallelujah, na atipiwe.
Venye uhai vimsifu Yesu. hata ndege wa makindani
wanazifu kwa makelele,
vilindini na vilimani
wasifu kwa sauti tamu,
hata ndege wa makindani
wanazifu kwa makelele,
vilindini na vilimani
wasifu kwa sauti tamu. Vende uhai vimsifu Yesu,
vinuna
vina vinupi
wenye
matari na wacheze
kwa matoazi ya bumaya.
Vende uhai vimsifu Yesu
kwa mashangili ya tumsifu
kwa mvumo wa baragumu
wake hauna mwisho
wala mbingu na nchi,
mashangili ya tumsifu
kwa mvumo wa baragumu
wake hauna mwisho,
mtawala mbingu na nchi, kufanya watoto wake kila hali na asifiwe. Wenye uhai vimsifu Yesu,
and it was spine tingling. It wasn't anything like what we'd expected, and we knew right then we weren't going to end up with just any old field recording. These folks were pros and well practiced, and I was so stunned that I flubbed the recording and we had to do it all over again. The first studio experience quite clearly turned out to be worth the painful months we'd spent just trying to find a choir. The whole experience was magical for us, and it still is.
I was wondering what happens if they actually have a hit.
They agreed from the start among themselves that they'd spend any money they earned helping each other. I'm not exactly sure what they'll do. Maybe they'll build some more buildings that'll help the community. Maybe they'll do some community service projects. That all remains to be seen. I'm sure, though, that whatever happens, it'll be for the greater good. The important thing to note, though, is that all the people associated with the choir don't want to just sit around. They want to do something.
That's refreshing, considering how many divas have been created with instant music, people who've not studied, people who have no practice and no style. And this choir, who sings out in the fields, has such beautiful synchronization, and they're so humble.
The Lauravani choir clearly wants to do their own work. They'll take help, just as we will, but they know what they want to accomplish.
What do you have planned for this choir's future?
We have at least 2 CDs in the works, and maybe 3. Depends on how the composers go. 1 CD will be accompanied by drums and some other basic instruments, and that's a pretty big departure for Masai. Historically, Masai have not used any instruments. This just goes to show you that the choir is ready to spread its musical wings.
I understand this choir will be singing in Europe, correct?
In the late spring, the choir is scheduled to head off to a tour of Sweden and Norway. If we're lucky, we'll have at least one of the CDs finished by then. I hope your listeners will add Songs of the Masai Steppe to their holiday shopping list. If they do, they will be helping some people out. Anyone can pick this album up through syndicatednews.net. I'd better go now. Yeah, I'm going to get cut off. The lights are flickering. Thanks, Ruthie, and syndicatednews.net. Happy holidays from Africa.
Alleluia, tum shangilie.
Alleluia, naatipiwe.
Venye uhai vimwimbie.
Venye uhai vimsifu Yesu.
Alleluia.
Hallelujah.